the Raj.
All right. Here we go, pinkies. So this is the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, not to be confused with the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast.
System ready.
Or, in fact, even the Drive Time Tanopa, which you also hear on this feed. There are a lot of different shows coming off of this feed. I should probably get my sunglasses out. Put them in my sunglass warmer here. Sorry about the scritchy scratchy. Okay, pinkies. We're doing a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage today. Should I explain what the difference is between a Pink Wheel Nuts podcast and the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage? Will people know? The Pink Wheel Nuts Garage is a car question show. So if you have questions about your car, you can pretty much be guaranteed that everything we talk about today is going to be about cars. I have a couple of car questions, and that's what the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage is about. On Drive Time Tanopa, we listen to Brenda Natteron, and on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, we listen to Faye Natteron, but this is the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. All right. So, Peter G. So, now, just a little bit of history here. The gang from Lotzel, Life on the Shit List, to whom I am loosely associated, had a show just came out. In fact, I have not even heard the show. Oh, no. We got construction up here. Wherein they asked some questions about cars. So, at the time that I'm recording this, I have not heard what kind of blather and babble and incorrect information they've been giving out on the Life on the Shit List. But I'm going to set everything straight for you here today. So here's what I do know. Peter G. asks the question about tailpipes. Why do some cars have one tailpipe and other cars have two tailpipes? And he goes on to say, does it have something to do with the size or power of the engine, or is it just aesthetic? Well, you nailed it, Peter G. It's the size and power of the engine, and it is also aesthetic. So, here's the deal. With a real car, with a real dual exhaust, that's what two exhausts are, dual exhaust, the engine will be pushes exhaust out in the combustion process. You know, the engines, they suck in air and gasoline, and then they make an explosion and they burn that fuel air mixture, and then they spit it out the exhaust. And in a larger car, you'll have two different exhaust pipes coming off the engine. One will come off the left side of the engine and one will come off the right side of the engine. And this is in the bigger engine cars like the V6s and the V8s. So it's quite convenient and very easy to divide the exhaust in half with these V8 or these V-style engines. And that's why you're getting two pipes that come all the way to the back of the back bumper of the car to get rid of that exhaust. So the larger an engine is, the more exhaust it's going to need to get rid of. So the more pipes you have coming out the back of the engine, the more likely you are, the easier it is to get rid of that gas, or that exhaust, and that makes the car perform better. Because when you can't get rid of the exhaust out of the engine, the combustion process, then you're not gaining as much power. Your engine isn't very efficient. So, that's the perfect world. But then, what these manufacturers are doing now is they'll have a small, tiny engine where they will pull the exhaust out of the tinier engine, but then they, to make the car look like a super awesome, fantastic supercar, they put two pipes at the back bumper, but they're mostly bogus. So you're only really getting one tube that comes from the front, from the engine to the back of the car. They pipe that into the muffler, and then out of the muffler they spit two pipes. So it's really not true dual exhaust. And then the other thing that's occurring on these newer cars is now they have two pipes, but they close one off. Unless you're really tromping on it, when the engine needs a whole lot of power to be developed, then they have a valve on this second pipe to allow when I'm accelerating, they open the second pipe so that you get better exhaust flow. We are driving the 911 today, Dorian Gray. I've not driven this car for a while. I've been driving all over the country. And in the bigger Porsche, had a great trip to the north, driving through with snowstorms and such. In the big Porsche Panamera, the Assassin. So that was quite a bit of fun. But today we're just going out to do a little bit of chores. Got to get my life back in order before going back to work. All right, so I hope that answers your question about exhaust pipes. Peter G., and thank you for the question. Now, Dr. Stone drives a 2014 Honda Accord with a 2.0-liter engine, maybe a 2.4-liter engine. I believe it's a four-cylinder. He doesn't know, and if he doesn't know, then how am I supposed to know? It's either a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder. Now, Dr. Stone had a complaint about he would be driving along, and if he had to make a quick, short stop, his oil pressure light would come on. And then as soon as he finished stopping, then the oil pressure light would go out, and everything looked normal and fine. So, this is extremely alarming. I've had some discussion with Dr. Stone about exactly what's happening with his car. And what has happened is, his car is burning an unusual amount of oil. And he's actually run the amount of oil in the crankcase of his engine down to a point that there's so very little oil that when he stops hard, all of the oil that's left in the engine, you know, flows forward to the front of the engine, and then the oil pump can't pick up any oil, and it senses there's no oil to move around, so it says, oh, there's an oil pressure problem. And then when he comes to a stop, all of that, not all, but whatever oil's left in the crankcase comes sloshing back to the back of the engine where the oil pump is and gets picked up again, and that makes the light turn off. So I've done a bit of research on Mr. Stone's car specifically, and it turns out that these engines do burn oil at a somewhat higher rate than you would think the car should burn oil. So much so that there was a class action suit, in fact, and they do even have a program where you can submit your situation to be considered for an engine rebuild. Anyway, so basically what has happened is Dr. Stone, who never checks his oil, ran the car so much that the oil got so low that the car is thinking that there's no oil in the engine, and that makes the oil pressure light come on. So, let this be a lesson to you, Pinkies. Keep an eye on your oil. Check your dipstick. once a month. All right. Oh, we got to stop for all the... Oh, I'm going to get back in the fast lane here. Oh, green light. Go, man, go. Hard into second, accelerate, oh, a little bit of four-wheel drift, 51 miles an hour through the end of that corner, and into fourth gear. I have a little bit of trepidation about the tires on this car. The front tires are getting just a little, they're getting down in their life. I wouldn't say they're to a point... where I'm ready to change them, because I do like to have tires that that are a little bit loose. These grippy tires are good, but you know, the loose ones are fun too. So, but I'm gonna be needing new tires, Pinkies. Oh, always with the tires. Now we have a very slippery freeway exit here. Bit of roughness, big bumps, cooling on the underside of the bridge. Oh yeah, so tight and nice. Okay, looking good. Let's get down to speed here. Oh, big bumpy roads. Gonna pop in here. It's a lovely, gorgeous, sunny day today. We don't get many dry, where the roads are actually dry. Not just like recently rained on, but good and dry. And it's a little bit cool, 45 degrees Fahrenheit, so not getting a lot of heat in the tires, but I'm doing my best to heat them up. So, back to Dr. Stone's oil issue. My recommendation to Dr. Stone is to keep an eye on your oil. I don't think you're going to burn... I mean, you're going to be burning oil. It's going to cost you $10 every 2 months to keep the oil up in that car of yours. But it's certainly not worth the hassle of doing a $2,000 ring job, which is really what you need. I suspect you need a ring job. The piston rings aren't seated properly inside the around the piston and inside the cylinder. So you're getting the oil that is sneaking out between the cylinder and the piston because the piston rings aren't seated properly. So I say, keep an eye on your oil, make sure you always have oil in the car, and be done with it. I am curious to know what happened after the visit to the service station. In any case, this is not a catastrophic emergency, it's just a thing to know about your engine, Dr. Stone, that it likes to burn oil, and you gotta keep an eye on it. I also recommended to Dr. Stone to change the PCV valve, which is the... nobody ever remembers what PCV or PVC stands for. Pre-combustion valve? Is that what it is? Who knows? It's a little doodad that brings unburnt oil vapors out of the engine block, because there's all this oil is thrashing around inside your engine in the bottom of the pan, and the pistons are going up and down, diggy, 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 making fire inside of them. So there's a lot of oil being thrown around in the engine, and up at the top in the camshafts, the heads where all the valves are and stuff, there's oil being sloshed around all over the place up on top. So the PCV valve takes the overpressurized oil-borne air, this air that has all these oil molecules floating around in it from being thrashed around so much. There's a kappa up there. We got to behave ourselves. And it redirects it, it helps reduce the pressure inside the engine and redirects it back into, gets sucked in with all the air that's going into the combustion chamber. I'm sure this is all sounding like, a noodle fest of words that nobody understands. But all of us gearheads are just whacking off to this. Unburnt combustion chambers. So the PCV valve can get gummed up with oil. This is the short version. So if you change your PCV valve, you might burn less oil. Honestly, that doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what people say. Anyway, do that. Get a new PCV valve for $14, Dr. Stone. All right, so I'm going to be driving my car like a maniac, as if I haven't been doing it already. I'm going to play some old CDs from Brenda Boo. So here's a song for you. It's probably Blind Melon or something. I have no idea what it's going to be, and I apologize in advance. But I am the Fade Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I don't usually play music on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, because you're supposed to listen to me talking about cars, but we're gonna kick some ass and take down names today. Can you believe she's making me listen to this music? I can't take this. Good Lord. All right. Well, that is a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage show. Send your questions to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And also check out the Butt First podcast with Adam Burns and Big Fatty and other guest stars, Alex Lefebvre. Chris from Tennessee, from Texas, from who knows where, Pennsylvania, from Tennessee. But first, when we talk about Big Brother, oh my God, what a dumb show. All right, I am the Faye Driver. Thanks for listening.